I, E, S, O, Board OK's rule changes ahead of capacity auction, written by Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. The changes, approved by the I, E, S, O, Board of Directors on October 24 and effective November 17, include a multi-step tie-break process to optimize the capacity auction clearing process and an amendment to make it easier for participants to transfer capacity obligations and harder to buy them out. The board acted following favorable reviews by its technical panel. Resources selected in the annual capacity auction are expected to participate in the energy market unless they buy out or transfer their obligations. But some resources fail to fulfill their obligations because, for example, they did not complete the registration requirements. Unfulfilled obligations reduce the capacity available and distort clearing price signals, the ISO says. With the changes, suppliers who fail to complete the registration process no longer will have the option of simply forfeiting their deposits and will be required to buy out their obligations. In addition, the buyout charge is increasing from 33 to 50% of the obligation value. The revisions also will remove the requirement that obligations can be transferred between resources only with the same attributes. The board said the changes, recommended unanimously by the technical panel, will improve reliability. Tie-break methodology. A tie occurs when two or more participants offer the same price for the last available quantity of capacity in a zone. Under the previous rules, the ISO used timestamps to select the bid submitted first to break the tie. The new rules created a three-step process to award an equal share in Step 1 and apply a proportional allocation in Step 2, based on what's left over from Step 1. Capacity remaining after Step 2 will be allocated by timestamp rank. In its approval, the board said the changes will result in a more equitable tie-break solution. Auction. The November 26 to 27 auction, which will seek capacity for the periods beginning May 1 and November 1, 2026, is open to existing and non-committed demand response, generation, energy storage, and import resources. Results will be posted December 4. The 2024 auction for summer 2025 procured 1,987.9 megawatts at $332.39 per megawatts day in all zones except the Northeast and Northwest, which priced at $195 per megawatts day.
For the winter obligation period, I, E, S, O, procured 1,478.4 megawatts at $139 per megawatts day in all zones.